Those Damn Ross Kids is a podcast for adults, and the opinions expressed do not reflect the opinions of our employers or even ourselves. We'd like to hear from you. Give us a call at 419-528-TDRK to leave a voicemail, and we just may play it on the show.
No, I don't know what's the matter with me. My nose is running. I'm sweaty.
I think that your humors are out of balance.
I think it's the mescaline.
Mm. Yeah. Are there caterpillars coming out of the outlets?
Not yet.
Mm. I think you need more mescaline.
Those Damn Ross Kids, a conversation between brothers, featuring Chris and Cole Ross.
I'm not used to having a computer that works.
I'm not used to doing this. We haven't done it in a long time.
No, we haven't. So what'd you do on your hiatus?
Oh, man, I ate a lot of food.
Yeah, like maybe a couple times every day.
Maybe, yeah, maybe okay. Three or four.
Cool. Yeah. Like slept like maybe one time a day. Like maybe there was like a Sunday afternoon where you did like a half sleep or maybe a quarter sleep.
Possibly. My fourth meal for me is in the morning, not at night though.
Yeah, well you're on Mars time.
Old Scottish time.
Mm, okay. Yeah, no, they before the British came in and imperialized them.
Where the shadow falls on the haggis.
Yeah. Hmm. Yep. Moors. Pete.
Oh, the Pete.
Oh, by Pete. Oh man, I want to make an ironic hipster whiskey that's just Pete and Pete. See, it's not funny when I laugh and then you don't laugh. So
maybe I don't get it.
Maybe I should stop laughing. It's the Pete P-E-A-T and then Pete P-E-T-E.
But why does Pete have to do with whiskey?
Peat moss, like people say, like, oh, this whiskey tastes peaty.
I've never heard anyone say that.
No, oh, it's a thing.
It's anyway,
like,
I don't
like when you're talking about like single malt scotch, like for like from Scotland, you know.
It tastes like whiskey going down and whiskey and Pizza Hut coming up.
Oh, that's pretty good. Excuse me, sir, but how well does this 20-year whiskey mix with a Pizzone?
Well, you ever puke a whole pepperoni? I have.
You have, haven't you? It was after football practice, right?
No, I think it was after swimming.
Okay. Yeah.
Should have listened.
Oh, man, that is some bullshit.
Bullshit is right.
Yeah. I don't know. Yeah, my hiatus was good. I went backpacking. I got some veneers. Cool. So that's good. Yeah. No, I was on Craigslist. The guy had veneers that I wanted. I didn't. My car broke down, so I had to backpack over to his place. They're
so you spent the hiatus locked in his basement?
Yeah, no. He made me watch.
Reruns of Friends. I wish he would have killed me. I begged.
Yeah, no, it was like the awkward period, like 96 to 97. They knew that everybody was going to get together, but they weren't sure that they wanted to do it as quickly as everybody wanted them to. There was, all the suspense was away. It wasn't quite Sam and Diane, you know, still. I don't know.
It's a weird time.
It was a weird time, but, you know, it's TBS, so it's either that or Yes, Dear. So.
Before Chandler and Monica got together.
Yeah. Speaking of veneers. Oh, man. Hey, Chris, what episode is this?
I don't know. What is it?
It's 121. Oh. It's 121 of what show?
Of the comedy podcast, Those Damn Ross Kids. Are you frustrated because I didn't know?
No, I'm not frustrated. Do I sound frustrated?
Yeah, a little bit.
I'm fine.
You kind of acted like, aside from finding my stories, knowing what episode it is my only other responsibility. Am I imposing this on myself?
I think that you are. I think that you're projecting your own like guilt over your failings onto me.
I asked the doctor to remove that part of my brain.
Yeah, no. See, it was next to some really some vital stuff.
Sure.
I was there. Do you know why?
Why?
Because when there was one set of footprints, it was me being your doctor.
Oh.
It's a complicated story.
Did you see the flip-flops that they had for sale on a website where they were indented? And on the bottom of one foot, it said follow. And then the other foot, it said me. So when you walked in the sand, it stamped follow me.
No, I didn't see that.
Oh, yeah. They were like $1.99.
Oh, gosh. Okay. So can you get them in various styles?
Yeah, all I saw was green.
Okay. So
like
if you
green
know some
foam flip-flop.
Okay, so like if you go to like the Outer Banks or Myrtle Beach or whatever, and you swap somebody's, you find a pair of flip flops that looks identical enough to their existing flip flops, and you swap them out with those, and they're like, man, why is everybody following me? That's weird. But like, really, you just help them make a friend.
It's a ghost. His tracks stop at the concrete.
So there was a Kickstarter or something for a pair of shoes that said it was like shoes or boots that had atheist imprinted on the bottom.
Okay.
Yeah. It was just atheist. And they were all up in arms because like the people who ordered their atheist boots were really upset because the shoes weren't getting to them. And so they're like, oh, the post office is angry at us for being atheist. Because they
they're
had
on
atheist
their way.
On the box.
They're on their way. Have a little faith.
Oh, man. If you can't have faith in the post office, you can't have faith in anything.
I can't.
Oh. My name is Cole Ross.
I am Chris.
We're here to entertain your asses. Hey, Chris, do you have a story for me?
I do. It comes from Atlanta, actually near the Atlanta airport, where at 3 a.m. a 7-car pileup occurred. It happened. Somebody walked out in the middle of the road and 7 cars, actually one car stopped and 6 cars slammed into the back of each other behind him.
Okay.
Hence the 7-car pileup.
Right.
Anyway, out of those 7 cars, 6 people were charged with a DUI.
That's the craziest funeral procession ever.
Yeah. So the first car, who was sober, hit the person crossing the road who was charged with pedestrian in the roadway, which I guess is a very obvious charge. But yeah, they were taken to county jail. Yep.
It is the judge pacing back and forth.
An impromptu DUI checkpoint, crash point.
What state was this? Georgia?
Atlanta, yeah. Atlanta, Georgia.
That is, like, what are the odds?
What?
Okay. Were all the cars the same color?
I don't think so. I think it only extends.
I'm just trying to think of how you could pile more coincidence on top
and
of
I don't
that.
Think that 6 of the drivers all blew the same. You know, 0.19 or something.
They were all separate. They were all separated at birth.
Don't say you're drunk. Family. Follow me home.
Follow me. Oh man, yeah. No, I'm just trying to think of like of some more. Okay, so there were 6, and like they could pair off because each of them had the missing half to the other's amulet.
Evidently,
yeah.
Beverage.
The missing beverage amulet.
No, the little thing that the necklaces that when they go together, it says best friends.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
I see. Befra. Jello Biafra?
Jello Biafra.
Yeah. No, that's the lead singer from the Dead Kennedys.
No, it's not.
Yeah, it is.
There's no way.
Fucking serious. Look it up.
It's a 3D printed custom Jello mold of B. Arthur.
No. I think you're thinking of, Holiday in Cambodia. No, Jello Biafra.
Yeah, Jello Biafra.
Yeah, see, you know what? I don't think the Jello mold technology is there yet to reproduce Biafra with that level of fidelity. It'll just be a shapeless mass. Right now, you have to have a creepy crawlers mold in order to get that level of fixed Matrix on the gel, right?
It's like a cooking scientist in a test kitchen, and he slams his hands on the counter and says, "I can't get the mold to release." And then the music goes, and a hot chick walks in and says, "I think I can help."
I thought you were gonna go with like Salieri and Amadeus, like just wiping all, like just enraged, destroying his office. The mold won't fix. And as B. Arthur waits impatiently, she's dead, right?
Yeah. Well, I think it'd be comfortable talking about her if she wasn't.
If I thought she could litigate against us, I wouldn't be talking about her.
B. Arthur will haunt your daytime.
Yeah. No, she'll fuck your shit up.
Maud.
Yeah. No, she will be there. So Betty White is the only Golden Girl who's left alive, right?
True.
Okay.
To this day.
To this exact day.
At this moment.
At this moment, still alive. And like a darling. She's off her rocker, Chris. She's off her rocker. Have you ever seen the hit television show Off Their Rockers?
Yeah, I have.
Yeah,
I don't get it.
I saw it on a plane once.
Really?
It's like, oh, those whippersnappers. Look at them with their cell phones.
Look at them genuinely caring about old people who fall on the road.
Oh, no. Oh, Abe. Abe, please, no, get up. Is your hip okay? Let's get you to a camera. What? I don't know. Let's stay in the South, Chris.
Abe Vigoda.
I hate to pick on Florida, but Florida, actually, that is why I picked Abe, because Abe Vigoda is the oldest person I could think of. He's got to be dead, right?
Probably.
Okay.
I'm not going to look it up now.
No, because like it's Schrodinger's Vigoda. At this moment, he could be both alive and dead at the same time.
Plausibly.
Okay, Schrodinger's Vigoda. So looking at this year, you know, Florida, it's been in the news lately because of your Zimmermans and your Trayvons and your whatnot. But there's another miscarriage of justice that's happening, Chris.
Go.
Has to do with a banning, Chris. It is illegal to be a mermaid in Florida.
Okay.
Yeah.
They won't let you like convert?
No, you can't. Even if it's for marriage, even if it's for love, you cannot convert.
Huh.
Yep, there's a woman. Her Christian name is Jenna Conti, but she has affixed herself with the name Eden Cyrene. That's her mermaid name, Chris. And her favorite thing to do is, you know, go to a pool at in Fishhawk Ranch, Florida, and put on her custom made silicon mermaid suit. And that is a typo. It is not a silicon mermaid suit. It is a silicone mermaid suit. Although
okay.
This is directly from the website, so it may in fact be made of microchips. Chris, Florida has banned cyber mermaids or cybermaids.
Why? Why?
Well, for health and safety reasons.
Excuse you?
Health and safety reasons. Eden says, like, hey, I'm just bringing kids joy. Kids laugh. Adults smile. Everybody's doing a good time. And, you know, officials from the pool say, hey, we love what she's trying to do. You know, she's being kind to children and doing something good for the community. I'm mermaid for the community. We love her intention. It's simply that it violates the rules. See, at that point, you go to the ACLU or whatever, you say, show me where it says no mermaids.
Show me no mermaids.
I'm sorry, centaurs. The answer was no centaurs. Man. So yeah, no, you cannot swim. So I think that the reasoning is you can't have your feet bound up, but like you wouldn't opt into doing this if you hadn't achieved some level of mastery, like first in a bathtub, then in a kiddie pool. Eventually you're just trying to find your sea legs, wink, wink, to get into the ocean, right? To go
your sea leg.
Yeah. Yeah.
No, that's for the male mermaids. Mermads.
Mermad.
Huh.
Can't do it.
Yeah. People outlaw stupid shit.
Mm-hmm. I don't know.
This one comes from California. It is likely the weirdest fact you'll encounter this week. In this great country of ours, in America, we have a national raisin reserve.
Not for the troops.
and 68-year-old California raisin farmer.
We both saw it.
Has spent.
We both saw it, didn't we?
Yeah. Holding a pitchfork.
Straw hat.
Yep.
Okay, continue.
He spent the last 11 years fighting it. The story of Marvin Holm, who was dubbed the greatest outlaw in the world of dried fruit. For more than a decade, he's been defying a Truman-era regulation that for the past 64 years has given the USDA the ability to seize a portion of farmers' raisin crops if it believes supply will outpace demand. The fruit is deposited in locations around California where it can be sold to foreigners, fed to cows, or just sit in storage.
Yeah.
The intention is to drive up the prices of remaining crops.
But if supply is going to outpace demand, then...
It doesn't make any sense, does it?
No, it doesn't. Like, none of that farm shit makes any sense.
Like the piece that this is taken from is out of the Washington Post. The farmer has a whole lot of colorful comments. He's quoted as saying, "The hell with the whole mess. It's like being a serf. You have heard of the rape of the Sabine woman? Sabin?
S-A-B-I-N-E?
Yeah.
It sounds vaguely familiar.
Okay. Well, this is even worse.
Yeah, I don't know about that. So let's see here. The Rape of the Sabine Woman. Let's see. Here's an episode of the legendary History of Rome, traditionally dated 750 BC, in which the first generation of Roman men acquired wives for themselves from the neighboring Sabine families. Oh, so you just go over and just, like, take them.
Yeah.
Yes. This plunder of my dried fruit is, like, the systematic.
It's like a shelter. Leave a hoe, take a hoe.
Jesus.
Oops.
I don't know if I approve of that.
Why not? Take a reason.
I'm not going to marker it, but yeah, maybe a bit of an overreaction, but like, okay. So I'm like, I'm down with Neil Young and Willie Nelson. They're okay musicians, you know, but like all that, like, oh, pay us not to grow corn, but we're going to grow all the corn. And
don't.
Oh, God. What are you doing?
Heard it through the grapevine.
I like that. I don't know. So there has to be a line between, like, hey, rotate your fucking crops or else we're going to dust bowl up in this piece and we will pay you not to grow or we will take your raisins and put them into reserves. There has to be a line. I don't know. Will you eat a raisin?
I've been known.
You've been known? See, I like raisins a lot. And I'm...
If they're in a mix.
Yeah.
I only eat them on a trail.
Yeah. You'll just raisin stations all up and down a trail. Yeah. No, I like I'll do like a shredded wheat with some raisins mixed in, you know, in a baggie.
Raisin bran.
Yeah, kind of. But it's okay. Like homemade, it's cheaper.
Okay.
It's homemade raisin bran. All you got to do is take some cornflakes and put in some raisins.
You got some good bran going.
You got yourself a bran going. Oh man, we are outlaws, Chris.
We not of dried fruit. But.
We are coming for you. We're coming at you, live and in color. So I'm worried about something that's happening here around me, Chris. This is a local affairs, but it is in national news.
Go.
So there's a zoo here in Cincinnati. It's called the Cincinnati Zoo, and it is home to one of only two Sumatran rhinos in North America. Okay,
they're brother and sister, and they're making them screw.
They're making them screw. Okay, so I'm all for let's rotate our crops. I'm all for let's listen to Neil Young covering Willie Nelson.
Let's thin our rhino blood.
I'm all for feeding a pagoda to a rhino in order to boost the population. But their brother and sister, they're one of only like six that are left in the world, and they're going to make them fuck. Oh, no, don't do that.
It's rhinos fucking.
Do you have a call for that? Like, have you manufactured one out of like a toilet paper tube and some pulleys?
It's kind of funny. That's what the only rhino left after the brother and sister die will sound like anyway.
Oh, no. Okay,
why is his horn so weird, Mommy?
That's how X-Men are made. That's how X-Men are made. Magneto's mom had sex with her brother, and then Magneto came about, and then all the X-Men happened, and now we're going to have X-Men rhinos, and it's going to be really upsetting.
Hopefully the third film will be.
We'll be okay.
Yep.
And not in a board. Let's try it again. Okay, so we need to get Brett Ratner back. We're going to reshoot X-Men The Last Stand, but with rhinos. Why do you know that the third X-Men movie was shit?
Because I heard about it.
Oh, you heard it through the grapevine.
I don't watch them.
Okay. That's just weird. That
Yeah,
that
I mean, there's plenty of people who will watch movies for you.
If you just, they're all over the internet. You can pay them on Craigslist.
Lots of people have read books for me, too.
Oh, yeah. I can just do a book club podcast, but you haven't read it. It's just me explaining a book to you.
So, yeah.
So why is this Gatsby so great, Cole?
Who directed that?
Baz Luhrmann.
Okay.
Yeah. So I'm worried about what God's going to do. Because I live a mile and a half from this zoo. And if he's going to bring some tornadoes or something down, I don't want to be around here because of what these people at the Cincinnati Zoo are doing.
I don't think he'll care. I don't think he cares a lot about rhinos.
Yeah, that's true. Otherwise, why would there only be six of them left?
I don't know. I mean, they were his first shot at making an elephant, and he was too lazy to kill him.
Their nose is all weird. Let's just tell me a story. And don't make that noise ever again.
Why not?
It upsets me.
Okay. Yeah. A hospital in Zimbabwe charges women $5 every time they scream during labor.
At first, they tried a swear jar.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's to curb false alarms. Zimbabwean hospitals also typically charge women a $50 delivery fee, which may not sound like much until you realize it amounts to a third of an average citizen's yearly income.
Well, you know, if these Zimbabweans would just get Amazon Prime, they wouldn't have to deal with that.
Sure. This is more of a... Yeah.
I threw you off your balance. Don't make that sound. Oh, God. Oh, no.
Yeah, the problem with this is that many women, a problematic amount of women are giving birth at home and then dying.
Well,
this is 8 women died during childbirth in Zimbabwe each day. So the UN's, they're like, you know, bored and want to do something about it.
Yeah. No, so this is prime territory for the Scientologists to sweep in there, because they're all about the silent birth, right? Get your thetans right. Get in there, get their thetans right, and then they can give birth silently. They can save their they're going to have to pay most of that money back to the Scientologists, but oh man, that's some deep sci-fi cuts. I don't know.
Deep sci-fi cuts.
I liked the idea of putting a swear jar there, though. So if you're giving birth at like a Catholic hospital and you're like right next to the chapel, what's it called? It's a chapel in a hospital, right?
I think so. Yeah.
The Chandler. When you're giving birth next to Chandler and you get like disapproving nods because, you know, you're screaming. Wow.
I don't think they have chapels in these huts.
Oh, yeah. Man. Africa's really messed up.
They don't have stairs either. They have ladders.
True. I don't
know. That'll be $5.
That'll be $5 for... Oh, man.
You didn't just bleed on my floor, did you?
How much would they charge Hope when she goes over there to hand out scones? Yeah.
Raspberry pomegranate scones.
That'll be $700,000. Or set up our school where people will, you know, sexually abuse the girls, because why not?
I'm sorry I dropped him.
No, don't do that. Don't say that ever again.
Rhinos, cold rhinos.
Rhincest. That's what I put in the show notes. So since we're sticking on international affairs, America might not have the corner on obesity anymore.
Thank God.
I know, right? We're sitting at like a scant, some would say a skinny, let's see here, 35.7% of the country being obese. But do you want to know who's like breathing down our necks, like coming right up behind?
Write it on my chalupa.
Write it on my chalupa in fire sauce. Ugh, that sounds filthy. That sounds awful. Write it on my chalupa in fire sauce?
No.
Ugh. Anyway, no, Kuwait's ahead of us. Saudi Arabia is nipping at our heels. United Arab Emirates and Qatar, they're tied at 33%. Like the whole Arabian Peninsula is just like crazy. Of the top 10 countries with diabetes, they have 5 of them. Okay.
Guess what?
What?
That whole democracy thing didn't work, but obesity did.
Oh man, it took like crazy.
We're spreading obesity around the globe.
Yeah, no, they got too much
excuse
money.
Me, sir.
What's that?
You mean, I said, excuse me, sir. Didn't you mean democracy?
Was that Smithers?
Maybe.
Okay.
Don't you dare.
Doesn't feel too good, does it? Well, the United Arab Emirates, specifically the city of Dubai, their government's taken a stand. And here's what they're doing. For every pound that a citizen loses, over 4.4 pounds, specifically 2 kilograms, they do it in kilograms. So for every kilogram that
for every kilogram you lose beyond a large dump, they give you what?
Man, I had this conversation with somebody else. Like,
give
just
me,
like,
give me a 20. I did a dump in a sauna.
Hey, everyone's gonna get laid. Hey. No. They call that a sauna blumpkin. It's hyphenated. No. So I had this conversation with somebody else recently. I forget where, but like they were casually like estimating like what a dump weighs. It's like saying like, oh yeah, that's like a 3 pound dump. I'm like, do you realize how much poop would be in 3 pounds? Think about a package. I'm sorry to be this gross. Think about a package of ground beef. Like yesterday, I cooked up a 2.5 pound package of ground beef. It was like the size of like a football. If you're passing 2 pound dumps, that's doctor worthy.
I guess you would have to eat 2 pounds of ground beef and then weigh the stool that results.
Yeah, well, no, you weigh yourself pre and post dump.
That would be easier.
But I guess what I'm saying is the order of magnitude. Well, no, then you have to get a special container and you have to burn the container.
Won't it be easier?
Yeah, no, it's...
You just, oh, shit. You should probably throw away your Tupperware.
Well, no. Okay. I only use like 2 pieces of it anyway.
So did I.
No. I guess what I'm saying is people got their orders of magnitude messed up when they when they're thinking about how big they dumps is. But no. So for every kilogram that somebody loses, over 2 kilograms, you're gonna get a gram of gold. This is over the course of all of Ramadan, which is crazy because that's like fasting season for them. But they have all the money in the world. They've got it in Dubai. So as of press time, a gram of gold is $41 at current market prices, which is like half of a value meal over there. But they shouldn't be getting value meals anyway because then they. You know, would gain that pound back. Yeah. That's incentive.
It sure is.
Yeah. I don't know. The libertarian in me is like upset that it's big government, but there is also really happy that they're paying it in gold.
I'm just thinking about inflatable money.
it's like a whoopee cushion.
Like literally the money gets bigger and heavier. Like it doesn't get to be more in the sense that you need more dollars.
Mm-hmm.
You just have to carry in like a truck sized, you know, a truck sized dollar bill.
Well, which,
to buy a box of cereal,
which weighs more, you know, a ton of gold or a ton of feathers.
I don't know. Are they on top of you?
Oh, man. Is this whole thing being sponsored by Gold's Gym?
Probably not. It's probably Gold Line.
I don't know. Does Gold, they don't drink over there. Otherwise, this would be a prime opportunity for Goldschlager.
They're coming up on us without beer carbs?
They're coming up on us without beer carbs. That's crazy, right?
It's impressive.
Their religion. Yeah, just a lot of lamb, I think. Like a lot of lamb.
Unleavened breads.
Yeah. Lamb and flatbreads.
Sounds like the life.
Yeah. No. Like a harem of beautiful girls who you can't see. Yeah.
Can I tell you a story?
Yes,
about
you can.
A town called Deer Trail, Colorado. The town is considering issuing hunting licenses and bounties for unmanned aerial vehicles. We do not, quote, the guy who drafted the ordinance says, we do not want drones in our town.
Okay.
They fly in town, they get shot down.
With what?
Evidently, there will be gun and bow season.
Okay. See, this is the thing that like gets me riled up about these militia types, right? They're like, oh man, we're gonna fight back against the government. They can't take away my handgun because I need to. You know, what are they trying? Quarter troops, you know? But it's like this thing, it flies 4 miles above the ground and it can kill a whole it can wipe out a wedding party from like 30 miles away. You're not gonna shoot it down. Let alone these drones are the size of like sedans. They're not like they're thinking that this is like some, you know, it's Gomer Pyle walking around with a remote control helicopter going, golly.
Are you done being outraged?
I can keep on being outraged.
Okay. Well, you're outraged about the wrong thing.
What do you mean?
Turns out this guy that wrote the ordinance, Philip Steele, is a fucking genius.
Okay.
As the $100 bounty that would be provided by the city
$100.
Is largely symbolic in that they don't really see too many drones. As in none. They don't fly drones over Deer Trail.
Because nothing happens.
You don't have to go to Deer Trail to get a drone license. You can buy a $25 license online.
Oh, shit.
Even if a tiny percentage of people get online for a drone license, that's cool. That's a lot of money to a small town like us, he says.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
You get it? You frame it?
Mm-hmm.
Like licensed drone hunter.
Yeah, it's all novelty, he says. Do a little drone fest. Do a little jig. Do a little drone fest. Get people to come out and have fun.
You know, just set up the cotton candy stands. Do like a dunk tank with a person in a foam rubber drone costume. Donnie the drone, dunk Donnie the drone.
That's the one.
Oh man, I had this guy all wrong.
Yep.
Why didn't you stop me sooner?
Well, I don't know. I had a lot of rope.
That's funny. Man. Let's see here. Let's look. Chris, have you heard of the rule of threes?
Yes.
Yes. That is the notion popularized by the television program 30 Rock, which says that celebrities will die in threes. So if one goes down, everybody else just like goes on lock because they are, you know, they're likely next. Right.
Yeah. 30 Rock famously had Betty White telling Tracy Morgan, Tracy Jordan, Tracy Morgan's character, that she will bury him.
Yeah. Hey, second time Betty White has come up organically in an episode. Let's mark that one up. Our comeback special. Two organic Betty Whites, please.
Delivered.
You got to go to Whole Foods for that. I will take a grass-fed Betty White.
Whole Foods.
No, don't. I don't want to eat that. That has to be a GMO, right?
What's a GMO?
Oh, that's something that Chipotle gets in trouble for. No, genetically modified organism.
Oh, gotcha.
Yeah. X-Men. Yeah, no, that's right. If you eat an X-Man, it's a GMO. Let's see here.
Not very tender.
No. And especially Wolverine. He's a tough guy, but the muscle keeps growing back. That solves the food problem. You take Wolverine, you chain him down. Oh, and then you just keep on taking those chops. He's going to regenerate around it. Oh.
Character like that, you don't eat all at once.
Oh, man. His name's Logan. Logan. But no, this was popularized by that, also in exemplified in 2009, the summer of 2009. Ed McMahon dies on June the 23rd. Then Farrah Fawcett dies on June the 25th, to be followed shortly by a matter of hours by Michael Jackson. Okay?
Okay.
Icons, Chris. Fallen icons. Ed McMahon, Farrah Fawcett, Michael Jackson. Separate in life, but together. In grim, cold death. Where were you when you found out that Michael Jackson died?
I don't remember. It wasn't that important to me.
I was in the production office of As the World Turns.
That's different.
Yeah.
I remember where I was when Bin Laden died.
Where were you?
Asleep.
That's true. I was up. I think I was playing a video game, as I do. I was drinking. I had rum left, but I had run out of mixer. I ran out of Coke, but I had tonic water left, and I was like, well, I'm not going to drink this by itself. So I mixed them together, and it was horrible. And then my roommate came in and said, "Hey, Bin Laden's dead." So he sat out on the porch and drank the most nasty drink to his death.
Vile.
Yeah, it was pretty. If I, you know. Yeah, no, but they're saying, like, hey, this doesn't really exist. You know, human beings, we exist to our brains seek patterns, right?
Yeah, we're always looking for rhyme and reason.
Yeah. Well, you know, one data point is a coincidence, two data points is a good start, and then three data points, that forms a trend, right? So, like, that's what we're looking for. If you are, you know, out in the savannah, right, and you hear a rustle, that could just be the wind. Then you hear a second rustle. Oh, maybe a rabbit. You hear a third one. Oh, shit, better run, it's predator. Right? Same thing, when somebody sees the Virgin Mary in their tortilla.
Or in their oatmeal.
Yeah. Or if you, look at the clock and it's always 11:11, likely means that you recently had a power outage. yeah.
It's like default.
Yeah, we're just seeing something, and this phenomenon is called apophenia, which is identifying significant relationships when, in fact, they probably don't exist independent of the observer. So James Gandolfini goes down, and then no other celebrities die right away. Yeah, happens all the time. People just die. There's no rhyme or reason to it.
I'd like to hear your rhyme or reason to this. You ready?
Okay.
Lady named Ashley Wright, she's 23, and she was spotted by a store employee hiding about $250 worth of lingerie in her daughter's baby stroller. When she left the store and got in her car, a deputy approached and ordered her out. She refused and held the baby carrier between him and the officer and her, saying, and I quote, "You will have to shoot through the baby to get to me."
You're going to have to shoot through this sexy, sexy baby.
This sexy baby.
So you know what? Sexy babies are actually harder to kill.
It's like slingshotting panties at him.
Sexy babies are harder to kill.
Right?
Yeah.
She then got out of the car and started running, still carrying the baby carrier. As the deputy chased her, she threw the baby carrier at the deputy says she threw the baby carrier at me about shoulder height.
Oh, no.
She missed, but the three-month-old wasn't injured. Wright, however, soon fell and was arrested. She later told police that her night of bad decisions, and that's a quote,
okay,
probably had something to do with the beer she drank earlier. I would say tossing your baby's not like running through the kitchen and like throwing a dishes cart, to cover your trail.
Yeah.
It's not
like
tipping over a bookcase.
Yeah. Throwing your 3-month-old baby at a cop isn't like, like having one too many and going on Amazon.
Tossing marbles behind you.
throwing down caltrops and oil slicks.
Mario Kart would be a different game.
Yeah. No, I role play as the car. I sexually role play as the car from James Bond. I just drop an oil slick and tear ass. Yeah, that's
you'll have to shoot through the baby to get to me.
Like, that baby's not gonna stop the bullet.
Brings up a new target in training, doesn't it?
Hogan's Alley would be way different. Hogan's Alley would be way, way different. I don't know. Let's see here. So Paula Deen, I'm not going to talk about what she did. You know, we don't talk about things that are ripped from the headlines. What about that royal baby, Chris?
Not yet.
How jacked up is that grill going to be?
I don't know. She didn't have it yet. As we say,
no, it's not. A baby boy. It's out.
Oh, geez.
It's out. He crawled its way out of that royal, royal chamber. He was in chambers, and then he's out of chambers. It's a baby boy with a jacked up grill. They can already tell. His name is Windsor the Seventh, and his grill be jacked.
His real name is going to be Windsor?
No. That's I'm just thinking of whatever.
Like, I'm sorry, mother. What an incredible mess I've made of your pubis.
Oh my, it looks like India after we were done with it. Ugh. Gross. Oh, God. Yeah.
Apartheid.
That was the Dutch. Apartheid was the Dutch.
My bad.
The Indians did the caste thing on their own. That's not funny. That's awful. I just folded my headphone cord like a pretzel. But
it's better than the English version of the Trail of Tears, the Trail of Jeers. Ho 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 ho.
Ha, ta, 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 ta. I did that because they did that to the Irish. Hey, how about that? Two organic references to the Rape of the Scots by the British. Oh man,
the Rape of the Scots.
Betty White and the Scots, man. Oh, man, they can take our
Betty White and the Scots.
Yeah, a bit of a reach. No. So fans of
you said it.
Well, you just
fans of Paula Deen. Continue.
Fans of Paula Deen and protest. They are mailing butter wrappers, to the Food Network and the sponsors that pulled because of her actions. I was going to say alleged, but they happened. It's a deposition. So going along with a Facebook group called We Support Paula Deen that has garnered more than 600,000 likes from racists. I mean, dislikes from people.
Racist.
Yeah. Says in an official release.
Says the post office, thanks.
Thanks. Like, as if we didn't have, like, a hard enough job. Like, these butter wrappers, they're going to sit there on Saturdays getting stanky over the weekend. It's the middle of the summer. What are you doing? What are you doing? Yeah, that's what I needed. That's what I needed on my catalogs and on my bills is rancid butter. Why not?
Why not?
The senders of the protest, butter wrappers, are encouraged to include their own note or one from the campaign's website that reads in part, "We're ashamed and outraged at the media's careless and negligent handling and reporting, which has caused pain and devastation in so many innocent lives." Like two lives, not so innocent. Like Britney Spears, not so innocent in so many lives. Pain and devastation.
Baby, baby.
No, don't do that. I was about to ask you to make the noise, but then you anticipated and also, and still, it's no better. I don't know. Some butter wrappers, they're encouraged to clean them, but you know they're not going to. They're going to wipe their asses with them.
True.
I would.
You should.
I don't even agree with them. I would.
Oh, well.
How about one to grow on, Chris?
One to grow on? For 22 nights, the George Zimmerman jurors stayed at the Florida Marriott in Florida. They ate hotel food, takeout lunches, and occasionally went to Outback Steakhouse. They exercised at the hotel fitness center and went bowling. They hit Ripley's Believe It or Not Museum, saw two movies at the theater, enjoyed 4th of July fireworks, did some shopping, visited with family and friends, and even got manicures and pedicures. So how was your hiatus?
Well,
this was the hardest decision we ever made since we chose Outback.
You know what? There are some people who were down with chilies, but I'm all like, man, their chicken tenders are way too greasy. And they're like, why are you getting chicken tenders at Chili's? You got to go for the ribs. And I'm all like, well, the ribs are really expensive, and this is kind of more of a casual dining affair. And they're like, well, just do the steak. No, they season it weird. Well, I think we can all agree on margaritas. I'm a recovering alcoholic. Oh, I didn't know that. I don't know you, juror number six.
Not guilty, believe it or not. Wink.
Okay, we need to make the most controversial decision possible. Oh, wait, it's a crazy case. No matter what we do, it'll be controversial. So we can go on the media. We can say whatever the fuck we want.
The six jurors enjoyed a $33,000 hiatus. I mean, taxpayer-funded sequestration.
$33,000?
Yeah.
How in the world?
It was a small price to pay for the enormity of the tasks the jurors undertook.
Oh, we have to coddle you. A jury of your peers. I don't know.
Yeah. It certainly seems reasonable that a woman would desire a bit of personal grooming over 22 days.
$33,000 for 12?
A plug, a little bit of a jab, I should say, for Outback. A Bloomin' Onion at Outback would not adequately reimburse these women for the bitterness they will experience.
Well, if you put some of that sweet, sweet honey mustard sauce on it, it will.
No, it's special Bloomin' Onion sauce. It's not honey mustard.
It isn't? I've never had it. It looks gross. I tend not to do...
It's a horseradishy, ranchy... I think they it's different. Yeah.
I don't do many sauces, Chris.
I know.
I'm not a fan of the sauces. Okay, so looking at that, that is... Okay, so per juror, per day, that's $113.
$114.
I mean, I don't know. Paying for their hotels and shit. Maybe that works.
That's not that bad.
That's not that bad. Like to pay a person to exist and to like disrupt their life for that long. I take back my previous.
It's not like they had a private concert from T-Pain. Shouting.
This has been Those Damn Ross Kids.
Hey, Chris, there are things that people can do when they're listening to this and afterwards and in the time between this and the next episode, which hopefully isn't a month.
You say it best.
I will say it best. Go to facebook.com/thosedamnrosskids. Like us there. Comment on things. Tell us why you're glad we're back. Any of those. Nice little details make us feel good about ourselves. You can also go to duckfeed.tv/thosedamnrosskids for old episodes. Find us on Facebook. Not on Facebook, on iTunes rather. Man, I'm not even drinking. I have a cup of coffee in front of me.
I have had not a single bit of liquid.
Oh, okay. I had a cup of coffee. I'm going to be up all night. I wanted to be peppy for this. Man, no, you can find us on iTunes, leave us a rating, review, subscribe, tell a friend, or go to duckfeed.tv/tipjar where you can, use the Amazon link and buy your shit.
Tune in next week to find out if Chris has cancer. Sorry, America.
What? Sorry, America. Jesus.
I have a colonoscopy.
I know you do, but you don't have to say that on the air.
Why not?
Oh, okay. That's up to you.
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay. Yeah, so you're listening to this the day before is colonoscopy. Everybody hope, do whatever you want to. Just, yeah. Do what you want with that information.
What was your favorite? Endocrinologist, what was your favorite childhood board game? Oh, poop shoots and bladders.
Sorry, America.
Bye-bye.